driver's pay package and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The temperatures are down a bit, but the rain chances are up. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today. Most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with a high today in the middle 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s, and then Thursday and Friday. Risk for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. Mid-80s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, then over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, not much change. Still a better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening, highs in the upper 80s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. David Burkett won the District 26 Senate seat last night in a landslide victory. This special election was to fill Quentin Ross's seat after he stepped down to become the president of Alabama State University. The primary election is set for June 5th. Governor Kay Ivey has joined six other governors in backing President Donald Trump's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize for efforts to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. 18 U.S. House Republicans have formally nominated Trump. And the Montgomery County School Board has approved a contract for new superintendent and more. She will earn a salary of $215,000 and will be eligible for a performance-based raise after her first year. The salary was negotiated down from an initial $227,000. Some board members say it is still too high. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite you all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Ready to be rewarded for your hard work and skill? Fitzgerald Peterbilt is looking to fill multiple positions in the diesel technician field. Paid holidays, 401k, insurance, opportunity for advancement, all sound good to you? Give Fitzgerald Peterbilt a call today at 245-6500 and join their team. Peterbilt is one of the most respected companies in the trucking industry. If you're ready for a comprehensive benefits package for paid vacations, a family work environment, and a chance to learn, grow, and advance in your field, then what are you waiting for? Call Fitzgerald Peterbilt now at 245-6500. That's 245-6500.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. I got Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Trisha joins us on a Wednesday.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Everybody's having a good time out there. On the phone, we have with us candidate for governor, Scott Dawson. How are you, sir?
Hey, man. I'm doing well, Baron. How are you guys doing?
Fine, Scott. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
You stirred up a pot yesterday. Where'd that come from?
Oh, my gosh. Part of me wishes I'd just gone fishing yesterday, to be honest.
Well, me too, okay. But we'll talk about it. what happened? Tell me how that came to be.
Here it goes. Part of the reason I got into this was just the lack of transparency, the lack of just, being in front of the people. And so when we started looking through a deck of grants, I'm trying to figure out how policy works and all that kind of stuff, because I know people, I know leadership, but I've tried to be honest with you guys of going, hey, I'm having to learn policy. And I found this thing, and I was like, whoa. And what got me straight up was the amount of money, and this was the 2017. Now, since then, I had to go back and look at it and say it started in 2015. But when I looked at 2017, I was like, that's a lot of money. And then I started investigating the organization, and that's when I was like, whoa, this is one of those situations where we got to bring it out in front of people. And when we did, like you just said, we tipped over an ant bed or tipped over the hornet's nest, proverbially.
What did you expect to get out of yesterday? Because it seemed to me, had what transpired yesterday evening with Patricia Todd not happened, that yesterday, largely, I think the consensus among most of the media and a lot of people that watch campaigns was that it was sort of a dud. I mean, there was a lot of buildup. There were all these rumors of what you were going to say. You had this press conference planned. All the people were talking all over the state. And you showed up and said, hey, there's this grant money out there that I want more information about. And it didn't seem to have the oomph that the buildup sort of anticipated it would have. What did you expect to happen? What did you expect the fallout to happen?
Maybe this is just me, but when I was looking at it, $800,000 is a lot of money. I mean, it's been called not a lot of money, but for me, $800,000 is a lot of money to a group that had a budget of $300,000. That's a 227% increase in 1 year. And if you do the investigation into the organization, you found that the founder on YouTube on a video is saying that faith leaders, pastors, that and that's the story that just never got covered, Baron, is that the faith leaders and pastors that say homosexuality is a sin, is you equate that to committing murder. And this is a fringe group. This is not even an LGBTQ solid group. This is one of their fringe groups, and we're giving them $800,000, and we couldn't find anywhere in the DECA where it was promoted. I think that's what got me, is that if you just Google a DECA grants, you see where there's press conferences or photo ops for every one of them, but on this one
Looking into a DECA? What prompted that research?
Well, for me, I'm trying to figure out how government operates. So I was just literally going through.
So you went through all $160 million DECA dollars?
$160 million. Well, I started going through about November of last year, and that's when I caught it.
But I'm saying, did you go through all of the DECA grants? You just
no,
sat down?
I was skimming it. No, I was
somebody,
skimming them.
Did somebody point you to it?
Well, there was someone that said you need to look in November. And so I started looking in November,
who was that?
And that's when it came. I'd rather not say, because I don't want to bring other people into it.
Do you believe Gay Ivy's gay?
Please. I mean, gosh.
You knew that was going to happen last night. When you went forward with a grant that was about gay and lesbian charities, you knew someone was going to call her gay.
Y'all are all guaranteed right to the opinion. But to me, I was trying to bring transparency in front of the people. I'm sorry.
Are you going to avoid this issue in the future? Is your campaign going to release anything else on KIV?
Only facts. Nothing that I know of.
Anything about her sexuality?
No. I mean, here's the deal. I don't deal with innuendos or rumors. I dealt with the facts yesterday. Brought them out.
Well, you said it was state taxpayer money, and the reality was it was federal pass-through money, so that's not fact.
But it is taxpayer money.
No, it was confiscations. It was penalties. It wasn't taxpayer money.
Any dime that comes from the government is taxpayer money, in my opinion.
Well, that's not true, though. I mean, there are some fines you pay. If I go down and I get fined for speeding, that's not taxpayer money. That's a speeding fine.
Eventually, it's all woven through, and we can agree to disagree on that.
Well, it wasn't state money. It was federal money, and it was directed in a way, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, in a way that they couldn't spend it on the things you suggested they might have been able to spend it on. So when you say you're dealing with facts, I don't know that that's entirely accurate.
Well, I think if you go back and look at this, first of all, you know, I just talked about how the state is always broke. When we've got $2 allocated for every student for toilet tissue for an academic school year, that's just amazing to me how we always talk about being broke. But then we have a DECA grant given in this. I think as a leader, you could look at this in several different ways. When I was looking at the DECA grant, I couldn't figure out if it was state money. I couldn't figure out if it was federal money. It's kind of convoluted. That's the reason one of the call to actions yesterday, if you listen to the press conference, is I said, I want us today to reform these DECA grants and how they're issued so that we can know if there's state money, if there's a matching fund there, if it's federal, just so that we can get it out in front of the people.
So because you brought this one up, I'm going to assume that of all the $160 million passed out in the DECA, You agree that $159.2 million of it was spent properly because you didn't mention anything else. You just mentioned the gay and lesbian charity. So I'm assuming you're okay with the rest of it.
No, I think if we had gone back to it and looked at it, you want to stay focused. And you want to get the main one out so that people can understand it. That this is just part of the problem we have in our state. There were four things I called for. One, because of this particular grant. And the organizational founders that said that on YouTube. I wanted the Attorney General to do a full investigation on it. Two, I want us to make sure that DECA is reformed, that we know where our funds are being used and if they're state funds. I mean, these are some of the things we talked about yesterday in the press conference. I was trying to stay focused on an issue.
Will you release the names of every individual or organization who's contributed at least $5,000 over the last 3 years to date, up through today, to your charity?
To my charity?
Yes.
Well, Barron, I stepped down as president and CEO.
Right. It's still called Scott Dawson Ministries, though, right?
Right. But okay. Because I didn't want to have any of that commingling of funds that you guys, I knew y'all were going to come after that.
I'm curious. Going back 3 years through today, can you ask your board of a ministry that bears your name, Scott Dawson Ministries, can you ask them to release every single donor, entity, individual who contributed at least $5,000? That way, anyone who just contributed $100, we don't need to go through all their stuff. But I think anybody who contributed $5,000 or more is a big-time donor. And when you're running for office, people should know who you work for.
Right. Well, I make it up front that, man, our largest donor is Hobby Lobby, David and Barbara Green.
So is the answer no, you're not going to do that?
Well, I mean, to me, I have to go through a board of directors, Barron. And I mean,
I'm asking, will you ask them to do that? Since it bears your name, I would think you would have some influence.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'll have to think about that.
Well, that's fair enough.
And you're telling me your campaign is not going to release any more information about Kay Ivey. You can make that commitment.
Not unless something comes brand new to us that I feel like we all need to know about. But right now, I promise you, I'm trying to stay focused. I want to get back and talk about the issues of why I'm running for governor. We want transparency. We want to have a vision for our state. Those are the things I want to talk about. And so I'm not going down a road that most people want to try to take me. I'm just not going to do it, Barron. I want to stay. I don't want to get involved with
No one's trying to
lives.
Take you down there. You drove down the road yourself yesterday when you knew, and you know this,
right.
You know this because your buddy up there on the radio in Birmingham has made these jokes and innuendos in the past about our governor. You knew her sexuality was a question and an issue in some people's mind. You knew that. You knew that going into this campaign. And you chose the one ADECA grant that deals with a gay and lesbian charity, and you brought it up. You're the one that went down this road.
Well, to me, I'm not going to deal with anything but what we talked about yesterday with that ADECA program, that one grant, and then let's deal with it. If it's transparency and if it's not a big deal, the Alabamians that we gave $800,000 to a fringe organization, then I'm going to get right back on message and talk about whatever happened. We've already talked about HB 317. We talked about the abortion clinics. Whenever I discover something, I try to bring it out.
Okay. I think what you did yesterday was cowardly. And it made me think a lot less of you as a human being, a Christian, and a candidate for governor. And I think you should step aside. I think what you did was disgusting.
Well, I tell you, I thought, you know,
I thought a lot of you until yesterday. I don't anymore.
Well, I apologize for that. I never want to do anything to compromise the gospel because it's not about me. It's about
Gospel. That's about federal funding of charities through a pastor.
No, I'm just talking about life in general.
Yeah. I will say this in Scott's defense. I think maybe before ADECA hands out federal funds, they need to vet the people who are about to get the money more closely. And apparently they didn't.
I agree with that, but I don't think it's an accident Scott Dawson picked that particular grant to focus on. My guess is out of $160 million annually passed through ADECA, there are more problems than just that one. I think, and I believe this, Scott, and I believe if you're honest, you agree with me. I believe that you picked that one because it dealt with gay and lesbian, and you knew it would prompt the rumors.
I knew when I found that grant, that was an exorbitant amount of money given to a fringe organization, and I wasn't going to stand for it. That's the reason I did it. I'll stand on that all day long. Whatever happens in the ramifications happens.
Well, I think it destroyed your candidacy, and it destroyed your standing in the eyes of a lot of people around the state.
Well, we'll just have to agree to disagree on that.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. I do appreciate you, manning up and calling in.
All right. Thank you,
yes,
man.
Sir. Thanks. Our number,
that
if you want to get
a bit uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? That's how I feel.
That's fine.
I think it was gross.
I don't totally agree with you, but I don't.
And the fact that he won't reveal who his donors are tells me what my suspicion probably. If we're going to engage in rumors, I believe he was bought off to get into this race to trash Kay Ivey. That's why he won't release his donors. We'll be back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Interested in owning a prime, oversized building lot directly on the Alabama River and Lake Bob Woodruff at an unbeatable price? Saturday, May 19th, over an acre with 100 feet of water frontage for just $49.9. Almost 3 acres, over 300 feet of incredible waterfront, just $99.9, or 2 acres, water access for just $24.9. This gated community, it's just 10 minutes by car from Montgomery and 20 minutes by boat. Open, wooded, and beautiful water views. Saturday, May 19th, huge savings. Over an acre with 100 feet of water frontage, just $49.9. Or almost 3 acres with over 300 feet of incredible waterfront, just $99.9. Or get 2 acres water access with a boat ramp, $24.9. Living on big water is a blast. Come enjoy life.
Call 877-545-LAND. 877-545-LAND. That's call or click 877-545-LAND.com.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Amelia redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP 35,192.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too.
All right, guys, welcome back. Don't you know what turned that interview? Don't tell me you were just scanning through the Edeka records and then later say, well, someone pointed me to November. Just man up. I mean, you claim to be a pastor. Just stop lying. Stop lying. His Christianity is not showing well the last 48 hours.
These omissions are lies.
It's a lie. He said he was, I just wanted transparency. I just thought I would start. He didn't even know there were two budgets when he interviewed on this program last time.
I remember that. There's no difference between an omission and a lie.
He didn't even know there were two budgets, but all of a sudden he knows how a DECA works and where to go find all the.
I'm not voting for him. I want everybody to know that. But I mean, I wasn't
ever planning to vote for him, but I did think he had a lot of character in class until yesterday. And then that all went out the window when he lied on the program. I mean, well, I was just happened to be perusing through a DECA. Oh, yeah.
And then we pressed him, who sent you there? Well, I'm not going to tell you who, but they pointed me to November.
Right. So someone told you, go look at November, go look at this particular date and find it. And, you know, I mean, it's, don't lie.
It's not
Don't
him.
Lie. Don't lie. And I'm not defaming him, person who told me I'm defaming him. I'm telling you exactly the fact. This is what happened. This is what happened. He's having a bad day, you know, and
well, I think he realized it. I mean, he kind of admitted when he first called, you know.
They messed up.
Yeah, that maybe he wouldn't do it again.
Don.
Yeah, after hearing some of these definitions on Harp Pine, I thought I needed to call in and give the real definition. Years ago in Alabama, we used to have long needle pines with huge diameters to them. The outside of the pine tree carries the sap and the nutrients for the rest of the tree. The center of the tree is just hardened compact wood. It doesn't carry the nutrients, but it is a strong part. People used to cut these down and use them mostly for structural elements of a building, you know, like 12 by 12 pieces. But since there was so much lumbering of these, you can't find them anymore. That's why people go salvage old buildings to get the heart pine, because it does make great flooring. What they're talking about lighter is usually just pine tree stumps where the resin has drained down to the bottom, but it's not heart pine. Heart pine, we don't really have it anymore because of we've harvested all these huge trees a long time ago.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate that. This forestry segment is brought to you by Great Southern Wood and 84 Lumber. Ronnie?
How are we doing today?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Well,
hope everybody's listening today, because I won't have no yard sign in my yard for Scott Dawson. You can believe that.
Yeah, I think he's turned a lot of people off.
I, it's alleged, and I don't know. It's been rumored Ellen Brooks.
All right, we're not going to say that on the air, so don't say it again. I just dumped that.
Okay, well, but...
We don't out people on the program.
And I'm not outing her, but she was one damn good district attorney. I mean, and then this guy here, Scott Dawson, comes up here to me. He reminds me of Governor Bentley when he's running for office and turns around to the Capitol and says, well, we're going to get rid of all this corruption. Well, look what happened to Bentley. And he was reportedly Christian and all that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't invite a Baptist minister to your house for fried chicken. And I ain't going to, well, I done told you one time and you cut me off for a week. But
I don't remember what the punchline was.
I can't tell you.
Well, please don't if I already cut you off once and banned you for a week. Do you remember it, Jack? I don't remember it.
No.
Do you remember it?
I don't
remember. I'll hang up when we get through.
Yeah, I don't have any more dumps, so don't say it again. I just used it.
But anyway, with that heart of pine, when the war was going, like, I guess, World War II, the government come through all the South and what that gentleman, I think Don, just called in.
Yeah.
That was virgin pine. It's all gone. And you go through the woods and you see stumps growing. And you get an axe and you, or whatever, you can kick some of it. And you smell it, and when it separates, if you can get it to separate, and it smells like a turpentine, a pine soil type smell, and it smells rich. It's a good smell. I got a couple of stumps in my backyard.
Good.
Yeah. You won't come by here to get race tickets, so I don't expect you to come by here.
Oh,
to,
Ronnie, I'm so busy. It's a busy time of year for me, Ronnie.
But me and my woodcutting partner, we got some land up in the country, and there's a lot of those stumps up there.
Yeah.
And I got my daddy's tractor, went down there, and went to working on it, and we pulled it out. It was 12 foot long. And I don't know, it was about 14 inches in diameter. But it was all twisted. And you couldn't, I don't believe you cut it with a cross cut saw.
Hmm.
But it is some beautiful wood. And,
You know what I know about heart pine? I've learned one thing about heart pine. It is going on the list with the Confederate flag and what are all the things? Gay marriage, what are all the stuff we're not allowed to talk about on this program?
No, what else?
Big cats in Alabama. No. I learn a lot every time. But then there's sometimes these topics just take a life of their own. Teaching Islam in schools,
But them stumps are used to make ammunition, to make gunpowder.
Oh, good.
Wow.
I'm glad to know that. That's something I did not know.
Yeah, they make gunpowder.
You know how I make gunpowder? I go to the store and buy it.
Well, back in the day, though, when they had the war going on, they got the stumps to use to make gunpowder.
Well, good.
For the war effort.
Well, when they stop allowing us to buy ammunition, we'll have to remember
that. We'll have to go
to
Ronnie's property and grind up his stumps.
Yep.
I don't know about that, because you got to have other stuff to mix with it.
Oh.
But anyway, I was out in the truck this morning and had to run a few errands, and I was going to listen to y'all, but it wasn't quite 9 o'clock, and my woodcutting partner had the radio on another station. I forget what station it was on, but it sounded a lot like Josh Moon talking.
So it's just liberal babble?
Well, it sounded like he's got another talk show.
Oh, he might. I haven't kept up with Josh Moon.
Yeah, but anyway, that guy, Scott Dawson, he was on there this morning.
Yeah.
On that station.
And what was he talking about? He was trashing Kay?
Yeah,
because that's
I don't give a damn. Liz, I'm voting for Kay Ivey.
I am too. I'm
voting for everybody. I'm voting for Kay Ivey just like I did Donald Trump.
Listen, you were right on the money, Ron. Let me tell you, the Walt Maddox people are who want to destroy Kay Ivey, and Scott Dawson, in my opinion, is doing the bidding of the Walt Maddox people. So I got to run on. Oh, go ahead. One more cut.
What I like about Kay Ivey, when it's inclement weather coming in, she activates the National Guard way before. If it's even a sign, if them weather people on TV say, hey, we're going to have this, that, and the other, and them, those counties or the whole state, she right then activates the guard.
Hmm.
all right? She gave the state employees the raise, which they ain't had in years. And when it snowed last year, she gave state employees off days so they wouldn't get in a wreck and kill themselves or somebody else coming to work.
That's true.
And she may be a state employee pro. I don't know, but my wife works for the state, and I'm voting for Kay Ivey, and for what she's done, I think she's done one hell of a job coming behind Bentley and cleaning up some of that mess.
Thank you, sir.
Ivey, I want 4 yard signs, Governor Ivey, in my yard. You think she heard me?
I do, because who listens?
Everybody listen.
There you go, Ronnie. Appreciate it,
y'all. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Thanks. My friends over at New Look Decorating, that's a local family-owned business. These guys have been in business over 40 years. This is the place the designers come. They pick out their colors, and they keep designers on staff. So you don't have to go hire a designer. You can use the high-end designers on the staff of New Look Decorating. So this is where they go pick their colors, and New Look has them there for you. They mix the paint fast. They do it right the first time, and they match colors better than anybody else. In fact, these guys make their living looking at colors all day, every day. They've been doing it for 40-plus years. They also have pressure washing rentals. I saw on my neighborhood Facebook page the other day, somebody said, you know where I can get a pressure washer running? Yes, I do. New Look Decorating. They can customize your colors. They have all the trendy stuff, the new stuff. They have antique-looking stuff. New Look Decorating, they're not just a paint store. They do have better paint than anybody else because it's that Benjamin Moore paint. And if you have your own painter, guess what? You can bring your painter to New Look Decorating. Or just tell your painter to go to New Look Decorating and get that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. They got paints in all price ranges. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway where Bell Road dead ends. Go talk to Brian Carr, Brett Lanham over there. New Look Decorating, proud sponsor of News Talk. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE this month and check out Hustler Mowers, and you could save up to $500. Hustler is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade, heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and 0% interest financing for 48 months. So, if this is your year for a ZTR, don't wait. The $500 off is only this month while supplies last. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd love to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The temperatures are down a bit, but the rain chances are up. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today. Most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with a high today in the middle 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s, and then Thursday and Friday. Risk for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. Mid-80s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, then over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, not much change. Still a better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening, highs in the upper 80s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Friend Troop Booth, in addition to having one of the coolest names in retail, is a great owner over at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you've never been in this place, I'm telling you, Trisha, you got to walk in there.
I need to.
You got a really fancy ring there. I'm telling you.
I need another one.
That's exactly right. You get Mr. Trisha on the other hand and say, you should see it. I mean, if you like the cool older look of jewelry, antique stuff, heirloom quality stuff, stuff you want to pass on to your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, it's really the place. And anytime you've seen somebody that had really cool rings and really unique, innovative designs from the 1910s and 20s and 30s and 40s, you'll recognize, I mean, the stuff you buy today, it's pretty, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one of those cool antique pieces.
It definitely stands out.
Oh, it does. And when you see it on somebody's hand, you're like, woo, where did you get that? And that's what he carries. That's what he carries, the woo, where did you get that? Go by Heirloom Jewelers. They're on the Vaughan Road there, one pace or two, really, from Bell Road. Not really. It's probably four or five businesses in. It's that brick shopping center, that big brick strip shopping center across from the old Bruno's, across from the old movie gallery. Right there is...
right behind Rick and Moe's.
Right behind Rick and Moe's. So if you're a big fan of this show, you've probably been to Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's a time or 20. And so go by there. Heirloom Jewelers. Talk to Troop Booth. Call if you want to make an appointment, 260-0066. Same day evaluations on all your jewelry if you want to try to get something appraised or evaluated or sell it even. He'll take care of that on site. It's absolutely fantastic. Heirloom Jewelers, very proud sponsor of this program. Go see Troop Booth. 42 minutes, 41 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. Trisha joins us on a Wednesday. Who's next? 84.
Hey, Trisha. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, 84?
Have you guys met?
I'm doing just fine.
We have. We have a matching T-shirt.
I know.
We sure do. Baron, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mr. Four.
And Mr. Mayor?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Now, can we get back on topic, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Jack, you know, there used to be a restaurant right down below Snow and on the left. When you know, across from the cemetery,
something in
when
Mary's,
you pass the vet clinic, Bob and Mary's,
and but
you
before,
remember that restaurant?
I do. I think I ate there one time, but I also remember the Snowden Cafe that had real good fried chicken.
You run the risk of getting cut off, Mr. Four.
Good gosh, Almighty! The list is now like 7 pages, Baron.
It's easier to say what can we talk about than what can't we talk about.
Thank you. Look here, this whole Scott Dawson thing, I got a couple of different feelings about it. One, if he honestly thought that nothing was going to come of this, and that's what he said, I'll take him at his word, that he was just trying to be transparent with government, he's too much of a dumbass to be governor. He's lost my vote right there.
Oh,
if
boy.
He thought nothing was going to come from this, that's like that hack. You know that hack that called you last week talking about Dustin Devon had faked major illness for 5 years, pretended to be paralyzed.
Right.
And what it does for me, I was going to vote for Kate. I wasn't like the big super-duper Kate supporter, give me a sign and a T-shirt and a button. But it has like made me more resolved to make sure that I vote for Kate and get as many people as I can to vote for, to just do just a strictly character assassination like that and then play stupid. Maybe he is stupid. You know, I mean, honest, I heard him say, oh, there's two budgets in the state.
Oh, boy.
I'm a damn air conditioned man, and I've known that forever.
Well,
everybody,
and not only that. He doesn't know there's two budgets, but he knows how to search through the ADECA stuff. And he first says, oh, I just happened to be looking through the ADECA grants. Well, what made you look through? Well, someone directed me to it. Who? I can't tell you that. Well, you can't tell me that because it was probably Patricia Todd. Or it was somebody who wants Kay Ivey to lose. And this was all contrived and orchestrated. And he's playing big boy politics with an SGA president mindset. I mean, he acts like he's running for SGA president. He does not act like he's running for governor. He's all giddy talking about his press conference coming up. He knew what was planned. He knows there's more coming. And I just don't believe him. I think he's a man of low character and integrity. I think Scott Dawson has ruined his reputation in the state of Alabama. And I think any future he may have had, he just destroyed in the last 24 hours.
Well, it just sure on the outside looking in, it if he ain't bought and paid for, he's playing a damn good role. And he was the guy, I think it was on your show, when you asked him about being a Democrat, and he says, no, I don't want to be a politician, and it took him 30 damn minutes to answer the question.
It took him 25 minutes to say he would support the Republican nominee.
That's now, I don't think he never mentioned Kay Ivey's name.
Yeah.
Because that's right. That was the question you asked him. If Kay was a nominee, would you support her? And he hauled around it and talked about how he wasn't a politician and talked like a damn politician for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Made me sick in the you know where. Mm-hmm. But I'm so impressed that he's gone through every penny that runs through the state of Alabama, and he's so transparent that all we waste in this state is $800,000. I am absolutely impressed at, one, his investigatorial skills, and that the state is run that efficiently.
Yeah, there are far more egregious expenditures than writing a check to that particular group that he didn't mention, but he knew that if he brought out this group, that the state gave money to this particular entity, that it could open the doors for other comments about Kay. And he did
And that's the one thing that I'm not going to make a definite statement. I'm not sure about. I don't know if he's just got a mad on about gay people and was looking it up for that purpose, or if he's got a, you know, using that and with the innuendo that to bring out that Kay Ivey might be.
Well, he basically said homosexuality was a sin, did he not?
I'm sure he did. He believed Roy Moore.
Yeah.
No, it's not just a sin, Jack. It's an abomination, remember?
Yeah, I know. So, believe me.
We remember Roy Moore, yeah.
It sickens me. It absolutely sickens me. Was he riding on his horse when he was talking to you on the cell phone, brandishing a damn gun?
Well, I'll tell you what, Frau Blücher wasn't around, or we'd have heard.
Appreciate your call, 84.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all.
272-9228. Clint?
Good day, guys and gal. I guess I can call Trisha a gal.
Are you offended when someone calls you girl?
No.
Okay, because I referred to somebody as a girl yesterday, and I was chastised by a woman who said, you can't call grown women girl. That's demeaning.
Well, you said gal the other day, and I just said, well, might incur the wrath of somebody.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to offend me.
Well.
Hey, I can call a woman a chick. She may get mad. Just let me know.
My husband.
Well, let's not keep going on things you think.
But hey, on this Scott Dawson, I admit to you before, you know, I was really looking at him for governor, but not no more.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't care about the governor's sexuality, or yours, or Jack's, or Trisha's. I don't care. That don't matter to me. But don't bring it up.
I just thought I was totally
a low blow. It was.
I told somebody one time when I was doing a training seminar in my previous life, the last thing I care about is what somebody does in their bedroom, and I do not want to know.
I do not want to know. It's none of my business. They don't tell me. I don't care.
Well, Clint, I think you echo the sentiment of a lot of people. We appreciate you calling, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Barbara, you're on the air. You're here with Trisha, Jack, and Baron.
Good morning, almost afternoon.
Yeah, it's almost there. We're going to 11 and a half minutes.
Do you guys remember how you used to make fun of Kay Ivey, Sugar, and her drinking?
Yes.
We make
good sport of people, Barbara. There's no doubt about it.
I remember that through the years. Uh-huh. You've been doing it for a long time.
And she's an easy topic on that kind of stuff.
And I cannot vote for Kay Ivey for that reason.
Because I used to make sport of her?
Drinking. It sounds like she had a drinking problem.
Oh, she didn't have a drinker. She imbibes from time to time, and we joke about it, sure.
Okay.
I don't know that she still does, but, I mean, she used to tell people she did from time to time. But, well, I mean, if that rules her out, then...
That stuck in my head, and then the second reason I'm not voting for her, because she called a special election, and now we have a Democrat in Washington.
That's a valid concern. Your first one is not.
If she is a Republican candidate, I will vote for her. But I don't know now who I'm going to vote for, because I was considering Dawson, too, and now I'm...
Well, I encourage you to figure out. It's May 16th.
I know.
We got 20 days from today, 20 days.
Well...
Who's our other options?
Scott Dawson,
Tommy Battle, and Bill Hightower.
And some guy that died in Troy, I think he's still on the ballot.
Yeah, he's still on the ballot.
I guess he's not going to win.
He's not going to answer the bell if he wins, I can assure you.
I remind you guys... See, I listen. I don't call a lot, but I listen.
All right.
And I remember.
Barbara, I'm going to test that. Who listens?
Everybody.
Thank you,
there
Barbara.
You go.
Thank you. I love Barbara. She needs to call more often. Chad.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, I'll tell you the reason Scott Dawson did all that yesterday was because of the fact that Kay Ivey has basically disrupted the election process a little bit by not participating in the debates and forums. So they've had to find something to call her out, and that's what that was all about. That's just to try to get, you know, in my opinion, her not being an elected governor, she should make these debates and these political forums. And that's just a desperate attempt to try to, you know, pull her out, really.
Wasn't she at the forum in Wetumpka? I don't mean to.
Yeah, she's done a few things.
No. And you're talking to a guy. I'll actually be on the stage with him all tomorrow night in Gadsden. I'm passing through. I'm an independent candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, here's my thing about Kay Ivey. I'm 50 years old. I've been in Alabama my whole life. And we're ranked 49th. So, you know, everybody can say how happy they are with Kay and the Republican regime, but I'm just not satisfied with being the 49th overall state in the country. But that's my opinion on it. I think she's, you know, and it's no disrespect to her age. I just don't think she has the energy to lead our state. You know, and I think there's better options out there. And Scott's a decent man. I'm not sure exactly what he was doing last night. I listened to the thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who are you going
to
vote for?
I'm running for governor of Alabama.
Yeah, but no one's going to vote for you.
I have about 40,000 that differ in opinion from you, but
I don't even know who you are, so thanks for your call. Our number, if you want
to. You were a little short with him.
Hell with that guy, trying to get a free campaign commercial. You want to make an appearance? Call and schedule an appearance.
Will you have him on?
Yes, I'll have any candidate on.
Okay.
But he's got to be on the ballot. He's got to show me he's qualified to be on the ballot.
Well, he said he had 40,000 signatures.
Is that enough?
I believe it is.
Well, when he's certified on the ballot, we'll get him on the air. This is primary season. Independents don't go on the ballot until after June 5th.
Well, that's a legitimate point.
Cole Plumbing, they're a legitimate service. Cole Plumbing, give them a call. 279-8919. They're generous sponsors of hour number 3 of this radio broadcast. You can't hear people like Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman every day without Cole Plumbing.
No.
True.
No.
And they're number one in the number two business.
They are number one in the number two business. And Tricia, you can't come on if there's no radio station.
I know, and I would be so bored, like painting or something like that.
I'm sure your husband loves that you're not painting right now.
Probably.
If you want to hear more Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman, more Tricia, you need to get by places like Cole Plumbing that sponsor this program. 279-8919. Jack Campbell, when there's trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're now located in the Peppertree Shops in Vaughan Road, right there by Chappie's and Doug's 2 Salon. Hey, ladies, anybody want a little bigger diamond? Maybe a bunch bigger diamond? How about some bigger earrings? Yeah, yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, at Marguerite's, you can trade in what you bought from us for bigger diamonds. And guess what? You can trade in what you bought, unfortunately, somewhere else for bigger diamonds. We'll work with anybody, regardless who bought your diamonds. We are the home of the diamonds.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas. Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't know why that tickled me so much. guys, my man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting, if you've not gotten by to see him or had him come by to see you, give him a call, 799-1284. 799-1284, Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Get him on that double secret bat phone, though, 799-1284. That's the number you need. He's the pro. He's the guy that's been doing this 50 years. He's the guy who all the other painting contractors want to grow up and be like Riley Manning. I'm telling you, when he shows up, he's going to give you a fair, honest quote. He's going to stick to that quote. He's not going to nickel and dime you to death. No money up front. That's the Riley Manning guarantee. No money up front. You pay only after the job's complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Give him a call, 799-1284, 799-1284.
And it won't be a gamble if you call on Riley. I mean, he's the real deal.
He's the real deal. Yeah. I mean, you're not gambling your painting future away.
Right.
Not at all. Chuck. No Chuck? Oh, we can go through five calls.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Chuck, you're a little late. Sleep of the switch.
What's up, Chuck? What's up, Craig?
Hey, I just want to tell you, I won't call that a dressing down that you gave Scott Dawson, but I will tell you this. I respect you because it may not have been the coolest thing to have done, but it was the right thing to call him out on that stuff. If you can't stand for what's right, you might as well just not even be on the air. And I got to say, you did the right thing and asked all the right questions.
I'm very humbled by your praise, Craig. Thank you.
But we didn't really get any answers. I mean, on who sent you to the ADECA website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we know that he didn't just filter through it.
Joey, that's disgusting.
Oh, thank you. I am Joey, and I am disgusting. Right. But in a great way.
In a great way. You got 7 hours of radio coming up. You ready?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
I'm lacking sleep, so it's going to be an interesting
show. You're almost
show.
Ready for Locks for Love.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, guys, real quickly, don't forget about our folks over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. You cannot let that go by the wayside, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, because if you have an unsightly tree, or more importantly, a dangerous tree, or a tree